Children's Ashrama Report, July 23 to July 27, 2007. Another week full of surprises. I wonder how that's going to be. Those were my only thoughts on my way to the Nova Scotia Arunachala Ashrama Children's Camp. I was greatly blessed by Bhagavan to have been able to go to this children's camp for the past 2 years. And all I can say is, it was fantastic. It was a great way to start off my summer because it gave me a chance to think about things other than textbooks and tests. It was so nice because all we did was learning. Sounds pretty boring, right? How about if I put it this way, all we did was learn in fun ways, like through plays, hikes, songs, and through trips. One of the activities I would never forget in my life is the hike up the mountain behind the ashrama. Just closing my eyes and thinking about the view from the top gives me goosebumps. It was amazing because 1 minute you were at the bottom of the mountain thinking, I can't do this. I am going to fall, all the while singing Arunachala songs. Then, the next minute, you find yourself at the top, seeing God's beautiful creation. What did he learn from this? We should always remember that God is always beside us, helping us step by step, and we should really believe in him. Trust me, it is true. The way I learned this is through experience, and I am sure the other campers did too. Another one of my favorites was the trip to the KG National Park. It was really fun, even though the ride there did get a bit tiring. Canoeing is all I have to say, and I am pretty sure the campers of 07 will know what I am talking about. Well, for those of you that don't, just imagine seeing one team falling into the water 2 times. Yes, the wonderful team which included Kevin, John, Alexi and Patty fell into the water 2 times. But we all, including them, had a lot of fun getting each other wet and shouting, some of us more than others. Well, now that you heard about what I like best, I will tell you what our day was like. We wake up, get ready, and go down to have breakfast. Then we run to the temple, making sure no car is driving by when we cross the street. We then get ready for meditation, which Darlene led this year. It was cool getting to know different meditation techniques and finding out which one suited us best. Then off we went to do our mini pradakshinas around the temple, slowly meditating. After all that quiet, slow activity, we were in for some loud surprises. We had singing and yoga, but I most remember the laughing yoga, that is where everyone had to lie on someone's stomach and start laughing. Unfortunately, it didn't work out as planned, but we had a lot of fun. After that, it was time for Karma Yoga, which was helping the community unselfishly. Some of the chores we had to do were helping in the garden, picking veggies, cleaning the showroom, and anything else the parents were able to think of. While we are finishing up our chores, we hear the bell and we dash towards the door, all excited to get our bellies filled up with the delicious food that our parents cooked. After eating, we relax and play cards, which was one of the most popular relaxing activities at the camp. Later, we got ready to go on our trip that was planned for the day. For example, the hike or the KG trip. after coming back home, we wash up, eat dinner, and go straight to the temple to sing the songs we learn while our parents listen. We also taught our parents the songs so they could join us. And after a little meditation, the children went straight to the house to play capture the flag while our parents stayed a bit longer to do some more meditating. On Tuesday night, I had the opportunity to help the children create a masterpiece combining all our creations of Arunachala into one whole big Arunachala mountain. On the last day, we put on our fancy costumes and makeup because it was the play day. Throughout the week, we practiced a play focusing on our theme, which was Ramana's relationship with Arunachala. It was a great success and we all enjoyed it. On that same day, we went outside at night and did the traditional dancing and singing around the campfire. We also roasted corn on a bonfire. After that, most of the campers went on the annual, somewhat scary night walk in the forest. Some of the people had planned tricks to spook everyone. Me, personally, I did not go out, but hearing the others' stories, I can tell it was quite a hike. When they all came back safely, not being eaten by any bears or any other animal, we all started playing capture the flag and went to sleep, which was also fun because all the girls slept together and all the boys slept together in tents next to the guest house. All I have to say is thank you to everyone, including Dalini, John, Kevin, and Sophia the dog. We were disappointed that Dennis Hattel, Arthur, Geeta, and others were not there this summer. I can also never forget the other people, like all the parents, campers, and other dogs that helped us have the time of our lives. Thank you, and I am looking forward to spend my summer with you next year. Vaisali, Thiruchelvan, Toronto, Ontario, Canada.